July 30th, Thursday. What is your actual prayer? I want to honestly tell you how I actually pray. In the past, I didn't know anything about prayer. Frankly speaking, I didn't possess the nature to pray. As a result, there wasn't anything I could do, so I went to fast and pray. The first day, I had a stomachache. The second day, I couldn't stop thinking about food. The third day, I thought, one more day, and I could finally eat some noodles. Prayer just didn't take place. Then one day, I finally realized prayer can move my studies and everything in my future. So I began to do scheduled prayer at my most convenient time. Every day, after early morning prayer, when everyone had left, I sat in the back by myself and prayed. In the midst of doing this, I received an answer. 24 hours began to take place. Situations where I had no choice but to do 24 hours continued to arise. However, I didn't receive any answers to prayer. Regardless, I continued to pray until one day I received unimaginable answers. Those answers have brought me here, with you, to the place of world evangelization. The actual model of 24 hours, 25 hours, and eternity prayer. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. A majority of people and remnants think that life is difficult. They have many emotional scars in their hearts. These scars become imprinted and rooted deep in their brains, which cause their souls to fall further into desolation. In this weakened condition, they come into contact with the environment and fall victim to deceptions that result in spiritual problems taking place. Consequently, they make judgments according to their own level, base, or criteria, and standard. In the end, they live in spiritual lethargy. Remnants must become models of prayer who mend these situations. Then what must you do? Number one, the most important factor. Rather than answers, the most important factor is your spiritual condition or state. If you possess spiritual power, you'll live a different life from that of unbelievers. Instead of struggling and trying to choose, you must reach a condition where you have no choice but to receive spiritual power and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. At that time, you must enjoy your background before praying. Then when you pray, the works of the triune God, the blessings of the throne, and the authority of overcoming darkness will be given to you. Number two, actual prayer and eternity. In order to enter actual prayer, you must first secure the spiritual mystery. You must discern what is good, give thanksgiving, and reside in Him who gives you strength. This will give you assurance regarding spiritual answers. Finally, you'll secure your spiritual position. By doing so, you'll begin to see what is hidden, urgent, and what remains. In the end, remnants will stand as witnesses of one day three masterpieces when they restore everything through actual prayer. They will leave behind eternal masterpieces.